promise to be brief. But I'm sure the adults will more appreciate it than will the children. I guess that for you traditionalists, the turkey and dressing is about done and the pecan pies are made. Our fruit salad is made and it has specks of my blood in it. I'm going to have to quit sharpening those knives. But I know you're looking forward to a great day with your families tomorrow, and we are too. Lois Lane wrote an article, Why the World Does Not Need Superman. And she won, apparently, a Pulitzer Prize for the article. Superman had been gone for a while, and he returned, of course, in the form of Clark Kent. Lois had gotten married in the interim. Things had changed. And by the way, my bubble was burst. But there came that day when Superman once more appears to Lois Lane. It's a very interesting moment in time. But in that meeting, Lois Lane said to Superman, "The world doesn't need a savior, and neither do I." Interesting words, and as I heard them, my mind immediately began to think in terms of, oh yes, it does. It doesn't need a Superman, although almost all of the years of my life, Superman has been one of my heroes. But it doesn't need that kind of savior. But desperately, the world needs a savior. In my Bible, I've turned to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. It's a simple little verse. It's an observation of inspiration. And here's what it says. "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." That was 2,000 years ago. And you know, you and I, as we look at the moral decay of the time in which we live, and the spiritual wickedness in high places, groan about how terrible our times have become. Many of us are concerned about what it is that our children are learning and to what they're being exposed as they grow through their infancy, their childhood, their teens years. And as parents, we desperately hope that they can be insulated at least somewhat from the wickedness that seems to be everywhere around them. But John said 2,000 years ago, the whole world lieth in wickedness. And even before that, as we read through the pages of the Old Testament, beginning in the book of Genesis, wasn't long until a brother takes the life of another brother. And from that time forward, there are so many illustrations of the wickedness that seems always to have been in the world. The whole world lieth in wickedness. And because of that, the world does need a Savior. Over in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 1, in the announcement that is being made to Joseph concerning his own son who is to come, and really not his son. That's part of the necessity of this announcement. But in verse 21, the angel is telling him about his wife, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God so loved the world, we're told in John 3 at verse 16, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Son of whom that passage speaks is this Son to whom the angel is referring in Matthew 1 at verse 21. The Son whose name is going to be Jesus, who is going to save his people from their sins. So Jesus grew through the years to adulthood and then launched out into his great personal ministry. And over in Luke's Gospel, in chapter 19 at verse 10, we discover what it was that Jesus understood his mission to be. There the Bible says, "When the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." He understood his mission. He was to be the Savior for the lost. And so he went to the cross. And on the cross at Golgotha, he shed his precious blood. It wasn't spilled. He shed his blood very deliberately, as an atonement for the sins of humanity. Now, over in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the writer of that book says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then in the context, he continues to talk about Jesus Christ and justification through Jesus, the potential through Jesus of our salvation. Perhaps the world does not need a superhero Savior, though there are those days when I'm sure all of us wish that such an individual could exist and could bring peace to the troubled world and bring values where they belong, but it's not going to happen, friends. Not going to happen. But what has already happened is that the Savior of humanity has come and made provision for all humanity to be saved. I didn't say that all humanity would be saved, but the provision has been made. And then over in the book of 1 John, from which we had our scripture reading read tonight, in chapter 2, at verses 1 and 2, the writer says, "My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not." Sin is the problem. That's the reason we need a Savior. "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation." That's a King James word that simply means the atoning sacrifice. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The world does need a Savior. Does the world recognize that it needs a Savior? I have a strong suspicion that most of the folks in our world are very much like Lois Lane was with reference to Superman. "I don't need a Savior." But you do. Not a Savior in the sense of a Superman, but a Savior because of the problem of sin that comes into our lives. Sin that separates us from God. And only by reason of the precious blood of Jesus Christ can we be saved from our sins? And so then, as we continue our thoughts briefly, over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, at verses 14 and 15, here is what I read. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee, listen to it, wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. That same Jesus of whom the angel told Joseph, your wife is going to have a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus because he's going to save his people from their sins. The same Jesus who understood that his mission on earth was to seek and save the lost, people who are lost, not physically lost, but lost because of the sins of their lives, in their lives, people who come short of the glory of God because of sin. And the instruction that we are given in the Scriptures, this book that we hold in our hands, is the instruction that gives us the information that we need to have about the how of this salvation. We know it is through the coming of Jesus Christ. We know it is through the atoning offering that He so willingly gave and made at Calvary. But what we may not know is that there are some requirements of you and me if He is to save us from our sins. And those requirements are, as I said, found very clearly delineated within the pages of Holy Writ. For example, over in Mark's Gospel at chapter 16, and there at verses 15 and 16, here's what we read. He said to them, and it's He who is Jesus doing the speaking, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I remember Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The information that we need is included in the gospel. So Jesus went on to say, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. There's our critical word. Saved from what? Not being lost on the streets of Houston, Texas, but saved from our sins. He that believeth not shall be condemned. So yes, in the pages of Holy Writ, the information is given us. No wonder that the apostle could write to Timothy and say, you've known from a child the scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. So tonight, my friends, I need to contradict Lois Lane, because the world does need a Savior. And you and I have the awesome task of proclaiming the need for a Savior to a lost world. It's good news. Oh, it's not the kind of news you would read in the newspaper in some great city, but it's nevertheless the best news that can be shared with mankind. You need a Savior. And bless your heart, there is one. Only one, and His name is Jesus. And you can receive the salvation that you desperately need, believing in Jesus, repenting of your sins, confessing the name of Jesus and being buried with Christ in baptism. And it's all in the book. Every bit of it. Tonight, Tom is going to lead us in the invitation song. And if there are those in the assembly tonight who are seeking and needing this Savior, whom it is my privilege to preach, we would invite you during the singing of this song to step into the aisle and come to the front. Let us know that's your need, and we'll assist you tonight in taking care of your need. You can be baptized into Christ tonight. You can receive the salvation Jesus came to bring tonight, if that is your desire. We can assist you in any way. I invite you to come while we stand and while we sing.